Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp with you. Kramer filling in for Nick Schwart today. We'll get to the random question of the day coming up in about 10 minutes or so, but it's time to check in with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Of course, Vern's On Deck show coming your way tonight. Another 5:10 first pitch out in Cleveland. Vern will get going around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Vern, I wanted to address still the part that I was a little surprised with where you were at. You can tell me if I mischaracterized, but it sounds like you don't think the Cleveland fan is being a jerk for not giving the ball back to the Royals?
It's certainly not how I would handle it. I would give the baseball back happily. If I was friends with him, I would encourage him to give it back as well. But, I don't think it's something where, like I saw our boss was saying, the organization Cleveland needs to get involved to get Salvador Perez home run ball number 46 back. And I don't, because when you go to a baseball game, on the back of the ticket, it says, hey, beware of flying objects. A bat, a ball could come in your direction, and if it hits you in the mouth, we're not paying for it. You're going to have to right. deal with your busted up face. Now, the other side of that is, if a bat or a ball comes and hits you in the mouth, you get to keep that baseball or that bat. So, it's the give and take. It's the one opportunity where the fan has power. Now, is he being a jerk? Look, I'm not going to stand up for the guy and defend him whatsoever.
Okay.
But what I see happening far too often, and the players should do this, but when they get towards their 60s and 70s, you have Ozzie Smith out here and this Hall of Famer over there, and they're selling all their stuff. Well, you know what? How about you just start selling it right now and just give me the cash up front, Salvy, if you want this baseball. I don't want your cleats. I don't want a bat. I don't want a ball. Give me some cash. So yeah, the guy certainly seems like a jerk, and being from Ohio, that only furthers the case.
There it is.
But no, I certainly can't get too down on him.
I love that the way Witt described it is the entire team was ready to mount up. Like, look, we're going to go look for this guy in between doubleheaders to see if we can't work this
Stop.
Out. Maybe if we can negotiate, this is going to solve the
Honestly,
problem.
Honestly, though, what do you think, like, if there was a cash value on it? Like, I,
5K? 10K?
I've tried to think about it.
It's only valuable to Salvy, I feel
well,
like.
Well, yeah,
I agree.
It's a record-breaking home run, but with all, and look, it's an amazing accomplishment for a catcher, but it's
the
not.
Record.
But it's not. I mean, it's not Hank Aaron's ball to break a. It's not Willie Mays. It's not Barry Bonds' ball to break a record. Like in that realm, it's not. It doesn't have that kind of value.
It's not even the most famous ball that he's ever hit. I'd rather have the one that got by Donaldson in
sure.
the wild card game.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that ball's that ball is going to the Baseball Hall of Fame anyway. Salvy's not going to be allowed to keep it, is he?
And you have to think 2-3 home runs from now, I'd rather have the one that passes Jorge Soler, and even that one's only valuable here in Kansas City. Yeah, the whole thing is silly, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised again, Cleveland. Today, by the way, gray, rainy, cloudy. And the game likely to be delayed. So,
do you
Cleveland.
Think if Cody and I went to that October series against the Twins, and Salvy's got he's about to break the record or get to 50, and we're there as fans, not as media, we're sitting in the outfield, I catch a ball, because I work in media, do I like just have to give it immediately, or can I be like, I want to sign Salvy bet?
I think you should say, Selvey, you have to do an exclusive one-on-one video interview with us.
Weekly.
Each and every week throughout the 2022 season.
I'm not going to actually demand that Dayton come down and guarantee me he'll let me break the Bobby Wood Jr. news.
Like, there you go.
Dayton, come down here. I want the Bobby Wood Jr. scoop. Cash value. This is two things you can't value easily. No big deal.
Honestly, if they just gave me Crown Club seats, I'm happy. I'm done. That's all I need. Crown Club seats and a chance to sit in the press box next to our Royals insider, Josh Fernier. That's all I need.
Easy there.
No one's buying that and give me 6 feet. We're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of seats in between. We're speaking with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here on Cody and Gold. The team itself, I had asked with this question, Vern, so I'm curious what your answer is. If you base it on the first 2 months of this season, we saw all the good and all the bad in there. Is this team better as a team now than they were then?
Baseball comes down to pitching and defense. I think they have better pitching and they have better defense now, so I'll say yes. I can't believe this is true, but Hunter Dozier now has a higher OPS than Carlos Santana.
That's nuts.
Hunter Dozier has the chance to, at least aesthetically, numbers-wise, save his season. If he stays like he's been of late, he could finish with an OPS north of 700, which I did not think was possible like 2 to 3 weeks ago. But I would say that the team is better, most notably because the thing that, if this organization is being truthful, the thing that they were hoping for at the beginning of the season when they gave the ball to Brad Keller on the opening day, when they said, you are once again our number one, our opening day guy, their hope was that one, two, maybe three of these 2018 draft picks or the other young arms would pass up Brad Keller. Not that he would come back to them, but that the stuff, the ability, the upside of fill-in-the-blank young starter would pass up Brad Keller. And I think that's happened over the past 2 months with Carlos Hernandez and Daniel Lynch. The Brady Singer v. Brad Keller conversation is worth having of who is the number three on this team, with all due respect to Mike Minor and his $10 million contract for next season. But I think the fact that Hernandez seems to have established him as the top dog right now in this rotation, the bull of that pitching staff, Daniel Lynch. I know Mike Matheny was disappointed with the way that things started last night for Daniel Lynch, but they always say, hey, if you're going to get a good young starter, if you're going to get an ace, you got to get him in the first inning before he finds his rhythm. Well, once Daniel Lynch found his rhythm, he allowed two base hits, one walk, hit a dude, four base runners total. The guy locked in. So I think the fact that Lynch and Hernandez have passed up Brad Keller in the power rankings of starters, I think that reflects a team that is better today than the one that had the best record in Major League Baseball at the end of April.
It's honestly what we were hoping for from the beginning of the season, Vern. You and I both said from the beginning it was never, let's hope Brad Keller's an ace and wins that. You thought the better talented guy should pass him. But then you bring up Santana and Dozier and those guys, and I'm trying to decide how to play it. Because, like, for a while, it's like, all right, well, Dozier's just a really expensive guy who moves around the diamond. But if Mondesi, and we don't know what that situation's going to be, is this the kind of offseason where you try to move Santana? Or is this just hold down the other young guys you're confident in until you can move Santana early in the parts of next year? Because, obviously, he has not been good for since the All-Star break. He's not been good at all, period. I mean, if you can find a buyer, you move.
Of course you do, because of Dozier's not too much of a drop-off defensively at first base, and we all know Nick Prado's a guy that can look eye-to-eye with Eric Hosmer when it comes to defense at first base. Yeah, there's nothing tying me to Carlos Santana. Look, we can go on and on about the veteran leadership and all. Salvi, Witt, even Nicky Lopez is a natural-born leader. I think those guys can handle the clubhouse. If you can get something for Carlos Santana, not even something of note, but if someone puts something in the mail, sends it to you, and asks for Carlos Santana in return, let Santana know he has a new employer.
Should we have made a bigger deal about Nicky Lopez's? I always go back and I'm like, I was hard on him at the beginning of the year too. I was not optimistic. I talked about the power. I knew he was a great defensive player. I did not think, Vern, he was capable of this type of offensive season. I was wrong. Agreed.
I didn't think he was 750 OPS guy. I thought he could be 300 batting average guy from the nine spot, just a slap hitter. You know, the kind of middle infielders you saw back in the mid-90s. I thought he could be one of those kind of second basemen, a grinding, the old-school number two hitter. Certainly never thought he could be a new-school number two hitter, and to be honest with you, I still don't. I still think he and Whit Merrifield are fantastic table setters. I think Whit and Nicky are great number one or number nine hitters, which again brings me to one of, if not the biggest question around the 2022 season, is spots 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup. That is what, if you want hope for the postseason, it begins with the young starters, no doubt. But then you got to figure out who are my run producers, who's holding down the 2, 3, 4, 5 spots in the lineup next year. I mean, the hope, no one wants to hear this, but the hope is it's Mondesi, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, and Andrew Benintendi. Now, can you really bank on Salvi doing this again, on Mondi hitting the ground running and staying healthy, on Bobby Witt Jr. hitting the ground well and staying healthy all season? I don't know. But to me, when I look at that lineup, I see Nicky in it, I see Witt in it, I see Salvi in it, and I like their roles. But I just need a lot of other bats to step up in a big way. Nicky Lopez, to me, has shown that he can fill the Whit Merrifield role for the next 3, maybe 4 seasons in Kansas City, as we see Whit Merrifield's abilities, you would imagine, begin to regress. His numbers have already been passed up by Nicky Lopez this season. So maybe next year we see Whit Merrifield's your nine hitter and Nicky's your leadoff hitter. But I think those two guys have shown you that you're going to have gold glove caliber quality at bats and a pair of great base runners in your lineup, at least for 2022. We'll see moving forward.
Josh Vernier, Michigan alum, right? Michigan fan and
fan.
Oh, not alum.
I wish I could claim
that.
No.
Oh, I was trying to give you some credit there.
I appreciate it, but
I saw that the big noon kickoff is on October 2nd in Madison. For how ugly is that one going to be?
Oh, that should be a good game. Madison, if you've never been for a college football,
I know it's
game,
on the list, man. It's on the list.
You can make some mistakes in Madison. I'll tell you what.
Josh Vernier,
younger me certainly did. I accidentally gave a young woman a concussion in Madison.
Hold on, I need background on this. Please explain. Can you share the story?
Yeah, it was goofy, drunken play. She was trying to flirt with me, and she went to kick me. And I caught her leg and lifted it up, and she just went good night right over and smacked her head on the concrete.
Oh, jeez.
But I still went to the game. Never saw her again.
Well, didn't work out. Yeah, there you go. She probably never remembers you. Definitely after the concussion. Right. That's Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Vern's on deck show coming up at 4 o'clock here on 610 Sports Radio. You asked about Carlos Santana, and it's like at the time the contract was signed, I think, and maybe it was even Vern. We had a conversation on air with Vern, and it was like, it's hard to get upset anytime on a 2-year contract, right? You know, typically 2-year contracts, you can't get hurt too much by 2-year deals. Unfortunately, since June, Carlos Santana has been bad.
He's been
flat out bad
in baseball,
and he's owed $10 million. He's been owed, and he is owed $10 million next season. So even if you got someone to take him for something, I mean, you still probably have to pay at least half of it.
To me, it's where you put him on the field. Like, I mean, legitimately look forward at the lineup. It's Salvi behind the dish, but you need him to be able to take 30 games at DH, so you can't just shove Santana at the DH all the time. It's Mondesi at third. It's Bobby Witt Jr. at short, or whatever. It's Bobby Witt Jr. at third. It's Mondesi wherever. And then it's Nicky and Witt as the other two infielders. So you're already crowded, right? There's already one too many infielder in there, right? I'm already describing
too many.
This is
why I wonder, is there a trade we're not expecting?
And then it's either Taylor or somebody else in center field. It's Benintendi in left. It's whoever, Dozier or Witt, who gets kicked out of the infield to the outfield, right? And then you want Prado up. You want MJ Melendez up. You want these guys who hit 35 bombs up. At some point next year, you want to see those faces. So it's already crowded. Like, Santana is a puzzle piece that already doesn't fit. And you're just jamming it in there at $10 million because you're paying him.
Yeah, I just wonder, is there a surprise move this in terms of a trade because of the numbers that they have? that changes things up a little bit. But right now, that is the situation. They're going to be heading into the offseason.
It's jammed.
And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how that all works out. Thanks to Vern for joining us. Let's get to the random question today.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Kramer, and over in the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-576-7610. Of course, the random question of the day brought to you by The Window Source of Kansas City. The story from Field Yates a couple of days ago. Amazon is apparently looking to pay some Buffalo fans to be a part of a commercial shoot. It is $1,200.
Okay, I'm listening.
11 hours of work. And you have to be willing to jump through a table.
I mean, if I'm a Bills fan, yeah. If I was a Bills
this
fan.
This is an automatic. You jump through tables for free.
Yeah, Bills fans are already doing this in the parking lot when they're drunk in the cold weather of Buffalo.
The curiosity question I have for today is, what is the KC equivalent of this? Like, let's say they were going to do a Kansas City-based commercial shoot. They were going to pay you $1,100 to do what? Like, we don't have table jumping. We know that. What, are you just going to sit in front of a plate of ribs? Like, it's got to be something outside of barbecue. We must be known for something else.
It's called what just took place this past weekend. It's called the American Royal Barbecue. It's the barbecue competition. Like, that's the answer. We don't jump through tables. We tailgate. We drink and we grill.
We drink and we grill. If you had to drink for 11 straight hours for $1,100, would you do it? Could you still drink for 11 straight hours?
No, your liver would probably fail.
Like, I've done 11 hours of drinking, but it's not
continuously.
It
would be double.
You know,
I mean, there was
take some breaks, but you drink some water.
I think if you start drinking, you better keep going.
I think you could do it. I mean, it wasn't 11 hours, but it was like 8 hours on Sunday before the Chiefs game. Just brewery after we went. Just there was a really cool brewery in Baltimore that turned a church into a brewery. It was actually really, really cool setup that they had. So we just kind of went to brewery after brewery. Yeah, for $1,200, you could do a lot. Nobody's saying you have to have 5 beers an hour and kill yourself. Like,
5 beers.
Like, I mean, like,
you wouldn't make it to 11 hours, to be clear, if that's what happened.
If you just a beer an hour and you mix in a little water, you could do that.
You jump at the slow pace.
That's what you said for that, 11 hours. Nobody's saying you have to have 2 or 3
Let's say
an
it's 20. 20 beers, 11 hours, $1,100. You taking the risk?
No.
Yes.
I'm out. I'm out.
Kramer is so quick.
I'm out for 20 hours.
This is like the worst version of like those.
You
like,
can't pass those, out either. You also can't pass out, Kramer.
This does a fourth. Okay.
This is the weirdest version of like those study groups where you can like go spend the night for a week to get clinical testing done. Instead of that, we're going to need you for 11 hours. We're going to need you to drink 20 beers during the time. Don't care how you spread it out. And then at the end of this, we're going to do a commercial shoot. You just a mess. It's a commercial shoot of your slow deterioration into that.
Yeah, it just depends.
If
there's a requirement on how much you have to drink. If it's just that, hey, you got to drink for 11 hours and the pace is whatever your pace is, then yeah, everybody would do that.
There's got to be a fountain there sometime. Maybe it's a beer fountain you're drinking out of.
Would you swim in a fountain in Kansas City? Would you go fountain to fountain for 11 straight hours?
Fountain
for a commercial
to fountain
shoot
to fountain?
For $1,100.
Sure.
Yes.
Fountain lady, get her on line one, please.
But you have to stand in the fountain. Like, I don't want you just on the outside, like,
I'll drink
at
a beer in the fountain while I'm standing in there.
20 beers in fountains.
Sure.
For 11
now,
hours.
I'll tell you, the ones at Kauffman Stadium are dangerous because there's, like, a lot of sharp things inside of that. You don't want to. That's why Fountain Lady was not very smart. But
why do they put a bunch of sharp things in there?
There's
mechanical equipment,
like, inside the where the water
comes
out.
But if they let you climb in there, you'd get in once.
Yeah.
Just to say,
I get a floaty to sit in there.
A floaty.
They move downtown downtown stadium, can I just go lay out in the fountain once before they tear that thing down?
Why don't they make that the broadcast auction item? You get one alligator floaty.
It's not safe. That's what they would say.
You're in a floaty.
They would say it's not safe.
They'd probably block it off, like the sections where it's good.
They sell fountain water. I mean,
yeah, just let me sit in the fountain for one game, and I pray that a
home
run gets
it. How would
you
drink that fountain water for $11,000?
Now it's up to 11,000.
I don't even care how harmful it is to my life.
After Binkley and Kramer's laid in it for $11,000, I think we drink the water. Yeah.
They laid in it for 11 hours. Yeah. You still got to drink.
And then you got to drink.
$11,000, man, it's a lot of money.
Someone says, put on the opposing team's mascot to get ran over by Casey Wolf on his 4-wheeler. Those were the days, man. Those really were.
For $1,100, would you get run over by Casey Wolf in a 4-wheeler? That's the real question.
Yes.
If I can guarantee I'm not hurt.
Yeah, am I also wearing a costume to where it's padded, to where am I going to die and get crushed?
So.
Then sure.
I think you're in the opponent's costume in this case. Ideally one that's not like half animal, half human, like Casey.
I love when they would have Casey Wolf run over his friend who was dressed up as a Broncos, because that's what it is, just a friend of his dressed up as a Broncos fan when they did that stuff. I like that.
I've never asked him. I don't know if it's a friend of his.
Yeah, he Casey Wolf came to our school once as a kid. As Casey Wolf once, but then later we would find out that
that's not a real wolf.
A lot of those were yeah.
He was actually at the 6'10" watch party down at Power and Light not that long ago.
You were?
Kramer? He was, wasn't he?
Kramer was?
No, the no, Wolf.
No. Oh, man, I thought the Raiders fan. Kramer was at it. Kramer,
I'd be decked out in Raiders gear if I was there.
Kramer's just playing this out. He really likes the Chiefs, actually. He's just trying to,
Don't put my name in the Chiefs in one.
I mean, really, dude.
I write for Arrowhead
Pride.
You're a Raiders fan,
and you write for Arrowhead Pride.
He's a Raiders fan and a Cardinals fan.
I am the most unbiased.
Honestly, I presume he's a Lakers fan?
I'll just say, Kramer, we like having you produce the show and everything, but like that just sucks, man. Like, you're the worst when it comes to that. Like, you're a Raiders fan and a Cardinals fan? Come on.
I give you a different outlook on everything. There we go.
In Kansas City,
in
too.
In KC.
And he gets to gloat today.
Do you write for a Cardinals website?
I wish.
It's the worst. He's feeling it today. The Raiders are 2-0, and the Cardinals have won 10 games in a row.
It's a good time
to be like
me.
The worst day to have him
just
on.
Just gross. How about, the Padres are screwed. Their manager's going to get fired. All this money they spent, and they're done. They're not going to make the playoffs.
I didn't forgive Tingler after he wouldn't back up his guy for hitting a grand slam.
Last year?
He didn't back up his dude for hitting a grand slam. And now he later apologized. But he didn't back up his dude for hitting a grand slam just because, they were up by a lot of runs. Like, sports all of a sudden have mercy. You want a mercy rule in baseball, we'll put a mercy rule in. But until that exists, you are allowed to hit grand slams off of pitchers. You're not even putting a real pitcher on the plate. I don't care.
Someone wanted an update on the Chipotle smoked brisket. Real quick on that. So they sent out an email that really wasn't as exclusive as I thought. I was very disappointed to learn that Cody also received the email. You have to order it only through the app, because I went to Chipotle after the show yesterday and they're like, do you have the brisket? They go, yeah. I go, okay, I'll go ahead. And they're like, yeah, you have to order it online. So if you're thinking about trying the smoked brisket, it's a new item. I know we live in Kansas City, but I still wanted to try it.
How was it?
They went with the smart decision to not go with the sweet barbecue taste. I think that would have been a big mistake.
Okay.
They went with more of a savory, little kick at the end of it as well. It was actually better than I thought, man. You know what? It was actually better than I thought it would be, for considering it is a fast casual place that doesn't do barbecue normally. But they added little pieces into the bowl. There was parts were a little dry. I give it like a 6, 6.5. Was a lot better. I was a little nervous, though, when they first grabbed some of it. It was, if anybody that's gone to Chipotle, the queso, which they can't get right, is covered and it's in this little thing. Right next to it is where the brisket is, because they don't cook it.
You were worried,
cook it
its
there.
Proximity next to the queso?
Well, no,
was
meaning it's the same type of prep, whereas all the other stuff, like the chicken and the steak, they make on site, and it's in the bigger containers, and it's a little bit fresher.
It's probably why it was a little dry.
And the brisket was in the same type of container as the queso was. My understanding is that's the brisket's not cooked on site, but they add the sauce on site. But they didn't pick the sweet sauce, so it was a smart move. I actually thought it was okay. It's
will
pricey,
it make the
though.
Rotation?
No, I'm going back to the steak. It's $1.20 at least more than the steak. I'm good. Good.
It's got to be better to pay.
Someone wants to know why I won't marry Chipotle, since I love it so much. I do love Chipotle.
You are single, and in that guy's defense, so.
Free Chipotle every day.
I'm not even going to ask about Kramer's love life.
We're going strong. Going strong.
The last time I did that on the air went very poorly.
Yeah, you asked about his girlfriend that he wasn't with anymore. That's nice decision.
Well, it was like a 4-month layaway where I wasn't here. But hey, I'm in better spirits now. I'm with some other girls. We're good.
Some other girls?
Girl.
Okay. I thought there was an S there.
I'd be mad if I said girls.
Ooh, I'm just making sure. I thought I heard an S.
Coming
up, make sure we're good here.
Coming up next, Cody says this individual bears more responsibility for what's going on in KC.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.